Chapter 76. Out in St. Mark's Square, the gypsy woman selling Venetian masks was taking a break, leaning against the outer wall of the basilica to rest. As always, she had claimed her favorite spot, a small niche between two metal grates in the pavement, an ideal spot to set down her heavy wares and watch the setting sun. She had witnessed many things in St. Mark's Square over the years, and yet the bizarre event that now drew her attention was not transpiring in the square. It was happening instead beneath it. Startled by a loud sound at her feet, the woman peered down through a grate into a narrow well, maybe 10 feet deep. The window at the bottom was open, and a folding chair had been shoved out into the bottom of the well, scraping against the pavement. To the gypsy's surprise, the chair was followed by a pretty woman with a blonde ponytail who was apparently being hoisted from within and was now clambering through the window into the tiny opening. The blonde woman scrambled to her feet and immediately looked up, clearly startled to see the gypsy staring down at her through the grate. The blonde woman raised a finger to her lips and gave a tight smile. Then she unfolded the chair and climbed onto it, reaching up toward the grate. "You're far too short," the gypsy thought. "And just what are you doing?" The blonde woman climbed back down off the chair and spoke to someone inside the building. Although she barely had room to stand in the narrow well beside the chair, she now stepped aside as a second person. A tall, dark-haired man in a fancy suit heaved himself up out of the basilica basement and into the crowded shaft. He too looked up, making eye contact with the gypsy through the iron grate. Then, in an awkward twist of limbs, he exchanged positions with the blonde woman and climbed up on top of the rickety chair. He was taller, and when he reached up, he was able to unlatch the security bar beneath the grate. Standing on tiptoe, he placed his hands on the grate and heaved upward. The grate rose an inch or so before he had to set it down.
"Può darci una mano?"
the blonde woman called up to the gypsy.
"Give you a hand?"
the gypsy wondered, having no intention of getting involved.
"What are you doing?"
The blonde woman pulled out a man's wallet and extracted a 100-euro bill, waving it as an offering.